5, 6 years before he started doing it. Had started describing the sources and the connection of the first Mishnah to the second Mishnah, the sources of the Gemara Veiros. The Torah and the Mitzvos that we have in the second Mishnah are Makbil, in the reverse form, the Zelu Mazeh, the Torah and the Mitzvos Halim, is Gilei Raya of the Zohar Shechaz Dama. We had discussed last time only the main form of source of action for each one of these Avedas. But we wanted to, just to complete the picture, just to point out that what we meant was only that it's the main one, but actually all three of life, all three. But there is a main, and there is a certain importance in practical terms when a person is involved with trying to masakin some area in himself or somebody else of something that relates to one of these three things, because we have to know that the same thing can come from different sources, and how to deal with it may depend on where the source of the problem is, not just where the surface problem is. So, for example, we'll go through each one of them quickly because we won't go into the next Mishnah. We said that it's like Gilei Arayos. In the Gilei Arayos, we described last time that the number one on the list is selfishness. The person comes to Gilei Arayos because he takes koichos that were given for high purposes, that given for things that have tremendous value, and he reduced them to be something of defined by his personal definitions. The world is defined by me, not by less than what I want. That's the bottom line, the beginning, that's the main source to Hanoi Satsman for simply, that's the guiding force, and that's the number one on terms of Gilei Arayos. The number two, which is maybe the more famous or the more simple, even though it's not the most basic, but the most simple understanding how a person comes to Gilei Arayos is Tzitzis HaYetzer, that a koach that used properly would have been fine, would be actually very good, even some of the version would look as positive, something that is used to build the world. But the Yetzer Hara gets involved and takes the good bread and blows it up beyond the proper places for it, and brings it to extend beyond the lines of Heter. This is especially true not in the more gross forms of the rice, but in there are more evil forms that still involve in doing it. For example, there's a surah in the Bible, and I'm talking about somebody who's not with his wife. That takes more strong usually. You know. That person should come just because of the Tzitzis HaYetzer. Being Zana with the neighbor's wife, that's a pretty low person. It's a person, you know, there's some people like that. Maybe he has very low ideals, wow. Or he has an exceptionally strong Tzitzis HaYetzer for some reason or the other. Generally, it's because his morals are so correct. But the idea of coming to such a reduced picture of the world and of oneself usually has a source in the first one. Somebody who guided his world on Hanoi Satsumi, on I Want, that defines the world. So, with the greatest understanding of morals, I mean, take Aristotle. He was well known to the point that his student, and he did these type of things, a series of forms of Arayos, with thought in the face, like that. So the Talmidim, my students asked him, you know, the teacher said, so that's the famous statement, do as I teach you and as I do. Right? That's a good. The cosmos for good intent. That's the way. So the teacher said, do something else. Rachel Shalaisov is in the Mars of Akbel. Cosmos for good intent. Cosmos, they can have tremendous cosmos, but they don't know how to relate to life. That life is one thing, but it's another thing. That's university, you find schedules, speak, lectures, late, that's enough. Well, Chai is Chai. The Torah is geared to live. And that's why, like we said, we mentioned today that the Zelumus of Gilead Rice is Torah. Torah is the one that puts us in our proper perspective and teaches us to take everything and put it in its proper use, its proper choice. Lighter forms, everybody has a Yitzhahor, you're meant to have one. This person doesn't have what you see as a galagis. Yitzhahor, a taiva, taiva is a healthy thing, something the Bohem should put into us. It was made to be used properly. But since we have it, and it's a very powerful power within man in particular, so we have to also know how to watch it. We have to keep it under balance. We have to know there is what you're allowed to do, that's what you're not allowed to do. That's the main thing. This is not everything that walks the street is what you're allowed to look at. Not everything that they print. Not everything that is fit to print is longer printed. I print a lot of things that are not fit to print if you're reading the wrong things. And the same thing in any other form of media which is nowadays around. There's a lot of problems. And you can't just say, well, it's out there, what should we do? No, we have a few. We're going to say nine. But here, a person can say, just walk in the street, you can do it. What are you walking for? No. True, the power itself, it's very able. You don't even realize that you're involved in it. That power is so accurate. So there are ways, I don't want to go into this subject too much. There are ways to test it out, and you can show to yourself that that's actually what is going on. But what happens over here? There's a power that in itself will be used properly in the home. It's made, it's shown by its, it has its proper purpose, it's right. As we say, it's very good, the bunch of wants it. But we also want us to watch ourselves. And the Tzitzis HaYetzim particularly mixes in here, bubbles things up and plans and applies them to the wrong place. And there is another idea, which is also sometimes to be applied to the more homotical forms of Gilei Raiyos, and that is the third idea of Pesizus, which we could equate to what the Gemara says, that Ein Olam Oisaveir Elokein Nitzavir Shtus, which applies in particular to Gilei Raiyos. It's true about all of Eros in general, but in particular it's talking about Gilei Raiyos. I don't want to go into the details of the idea very much, but a person who has an understanding of what the world is and what the powers that are in him are, the momentary pleasures that can be involved outside of the house instead of inside of the house, whatever it may be, are such a ridiculous reduction to kovod atzmo, self-respect, that any healthy person could use. Without anybody else knowing that. But you can have a hard time looking yourself in the mirror tomorrow. Simple self-respect and understandings of respect for power. Power that can bring children to us. Past the koyach of life, very essence of the person from generation to generation. So there's no more health in Seichel. It's not possible. A thinking man can't do it. If the brain is in gear, it won't happen. The problem is that this Ruach Shtus is not one that came in from some metaphysical sources, and he brought upon himself. Very often, actually, it was over the Aveira, then it was too late. He was so into the Ruach Shtus that he did so unsaid. Well, the problem was that he didn't watch this Korach in the light of forms beforehand. And he exposed himself to too many Mekoymes Nisrenes that the Yetzer was this guy. And was brought up to levels that we can in general say that he's no longer in control. He's in now under a Ruach Shtus. He can't, he's not anointed, he's not put the honor of his guy. Because he brought it upon himself and he wasn't watching himself. All right, these are the three things. We could go into it more, but just we wanted to get a mashu of understanding that the very same thinking has different aspects to it, and as you approach it, the person has to approach not only what is the problem, but what is the source of the problem. Avodah Zarah. Avodah Zarah, we said, we started with Caesar's. That means that most surface. The simple understanding how all of Avodah Zarah started, the Rambam explains, you know, this Avodah Zarah, it comes from mistakes in philosophy. Mistakes in philosophy have truths. understanding Ramakol, Goyim Hashem, the relation by the Goyim is so great that he can't be involved with such a little person like me. So I have to worship his servants. I have to go directly to me, the Vanish Ramakol Goyim Hashem, Halashem, I am Goyim. Far away from me. Keep him up there. Don't bother me. Right? These are the type of mistakes which is the beginnings of Avodah Zarah in general. But this is not true for Jews in particular. Jews don't get there that way. The Jews are once we have the Kehar Teira, these type of mistakes are so mavur. Avraham Avinu had 400 talking in the Sefer Avodah Zarah. Chrysal worked through the Sefer Avodah Zarah very, very clear. And it says, Le'oilom le'ovli Yisrael Avodah Zarah ela lahatav lahem arayis v'fahesya. This is a typical concept, and I don't want to go into too much detail right now. We're just going to indicate that there are sometimes secondary motives. The Torah is one where Avodas Hashem, and you will see this could be a very good connecting point between the second Mishnah and third Mishnah, where religion serves first and foremost to be real Avodas Hashem. In other words, this is a concept which needs discussion and clarification. The version leads us. We have something to offer. That's a problem. That's part of the mistakes of Avodah Zarah, that the simple understanding of what I mean, I'm Avodah Hashem for the Hashem's purposes, the shame Hashem for his purposes, he didn't need me. What can I offer? What do I have to offer? He's missing something. So this is one of the sources, the deeper sources, which really comes from the old desire, which is related to Gilui Arayis, to want to put yourself in the center of the universe instead of everybody else. That was over there, number one, here we're putting it number two. And saying that even religion itself, it's not that it's everybody else, because it's beautiful, but it's to serve me. I have a lot of things in my life. One, I have my family, my house. And then another thing, which is a very, very important thing in my life, I have a religion. One of the satellites in the center in the world, shining in the center, is God. He's one of my satellites. And he serves my purposes. I'll give an example of this in practical terms. It's a class, strange example. This happened the other day. A person comes to me, and he says he found a tremendous thing. And he saw this really exciting. Well, what's that? We saw the Igeres Ramban. Yeah, you see, you're familiar with the Igeres Ramban. Tremendous work. He did not go through it one day. There's a tremendous work, one of the letters he wrote his son. Tremendous Yisoidus there in Avodas Hashem. A letter, it's in the beginning of a lot of the Siddurim, they have it printed in the first page. Tremendous Chokhmah and Eitzah, how to be in the Kadim and Avodas Hashem. He has it all down there in a couple of lines. And the last line he says, and you should know, he tells his son that you should say this at least once a week, you should learn this at least once a week, and on the day that you learn this, you should know that you feel this is going to be answered. Okay? So he had it all back with him. So, tremendous aspirants. Well, he found the guy at the mountain, the first thing he ever saw it. Oh, what did you see there? So I thought he was going to tell him, there's so many recruiters of Pokemon there, you know, which was the thing that, do you know, he says that if you read it, that then your tefillahs are going to be answered. I told him, the person who read it the way you read it, right, doesn't work at all. All what you got to tell there didn't excite you. The one thing that got you excited is, oh, here's a school, something's good for you, something in it for me. And here, if I do this, soon they're going to wrap them up and put them on the suit and wrap it around your neck. Get school out of it. It's going to be good for you. Okay? Then I can ask the donation for $1 million and watch it. You'll see next week what I can get. Okay? Whatever you want. He said, I'm signed. He said, whatever you want, that's it. Right? The idea was the approach. There's something here that was 98% teaching you. You're responsible to the donation. And a person didn't find anything exciting about that. What's exciting about all this? Because if I read it, there are a lot of aspects, I don't want to get into anything that we found slightly related to anything familiar. trying to keep away from anything. But there are a lot of forms of avodas Hashem in quotes, which is finding ways how the Baruch should work for me. And this is what avodah zarah was in its secondary form. The first form was a choice in hashkafa. The person really understood. And a mistake in philosophy, thought the punishment was too big to worship. What did the avodah zarah do? What are the kabbonis? What was all the systems of avodah zarah? But they did astrology and all the involved things. But they did, and it actually worked. We're not familiar with all of these kaifas, but there are kaifas that a person knows how to tune in. You can use metaphysical forces, and you can control them to a certain degree. The avodah zarah was a use of whatever powers you were particularly involved with, as you worship them, and then that way you'll be able to control them for your own purposes. Unfortunately, there are some forms of avodah Hashem that have made this mistake, and there's a lotion in Chazal, avodah zarah b'tayir. Chas v'shalom, we wouldn't want to say an eruv yid. But there's an idea of avodah zarah b'tayir. It means he's really, he needs to be avodah Hashem. But he's toyer, but he turns it around, that the avodah Hashem itself was there, you know, I'll do this, and it'll bring me this school, or that school, or everything measures in what's going to be for you. It's like going into a nature, you know, natural food store. See, take this one, and it's good for you. It's great for kidneys. Right. What is it? I don't know. How's it work? Didn't ask. Right. But they told me it's great for kidneys. It only costs 12 shekels. Yeah. Is there anything wrong with your kidneys? Not that, no. But it's good. It's good. Right. They have all this, like, multi-billion-dollar business all over the world. Right? Yeah, that's cool. Yeah. So they can do this, they do this in religion too. This is one of the main sources of avodah zarah and all assorted forms of avodah zarah. But there you go in, you say, if you do this thing, it's a beginning, it's all beginning. It's your, great things will happen for you. Right? Holy water here, okay. I'm not talking about anybody. Do you think that it sounds familiar? I don't know. I mean anybody. But if you have a particular question, come and ask me. Ask it. But we have to know. Avodah Hashem is not, you know, I do this and I'll get results. And this is a good school for that. This is a mahalach of Avodah Zohar. It makes it zar. It's going in the wrong direction. It's using the religiousness. It's using the Rebbeinu Shlom or whatever the Avodah Zohar represents, the Rebbeinu Shlom or the Rebbe or whatever. A religious leader form that you're using, or the Torah itself sometimes, to use for your benefit. This is one of the forms of what Chazal mean, that Klal Yisrael didn't make mistakes in the basic Hashkafa. The basic Amuna, Klal Yisrael knows that there's one punishment, there's the Evangelist. The Parshit, the Amuna Pshuta, that's in our blood. Take any Yid, anywhere, anytime, you put him up against the wall, and you say, bow down to the avodah zarah, I'll kill you. 99 times out of 100, he's going to hit you. This has been proven in history thousands of times. But regardless of how he lived his life, he dealt with it. So, how come some of them Taki didn't live their life the way they did? Loy of the avodah zarah, I will have time. If I listen to the Torah, then I can't do it if I want in other areas also. So I convince myself of mistakes to rationalize the type of behavior that I would like. This secondary form, these are two ideas, the same idea, two forms of how avodah zarah is really avodah tzatzmah. We take avodah Hashem and turn it around and tzatzmah, and this this form of avodah zarah is the one that Klai Solis especially has to really watch out for. Klai Solis especially self-fulfilled. That's avodah zarah that Mamish Lashem Shemayim, the person makes a mistake, Be'emis and Hashkof, he didn't punch him out, right? But most Klai Yisrael's avodah zarah is in the second of this form. The third idea of the Tesisas HaYetzer in avodah zarah, we have no concept of. We have no idea of the idea of the regular taiva. I want it. Go after it. Right? We don't understand that in terms of avodah zarah. There's good reason for it. He's been dead for a long time. The Anshei Knesset HaZorah killed it. We're not familiar with that. We can't. It doesn't make any sense.
What do you mean, first it starts? You get old. It's a mistaken philosophy. It's a rationalization for a person who. A drive. He had a drive for it, just like a person has a drive for a candy bar. A drive to bow down to a statue. Doesn't make any sense. The reason is because it doesn't exist anymore. The important point, though, here is, though, that the difference between this Yetzirah and the others is that this one was done away with and the other one is not yet. But just here we can learn to all Yetzirahs. When a person has a drive for a candy bar, or any other, I'm talking about a Dover ulcer, which he shouldn't be doing, but he feels that drive and it's hard to fight, he has to think back about the Yetzirah of his own. Does that, you feel the drive to bound down to a statue? Does that make sense? Doesn't make any sense. You know, there's nothing in it, it's gone. So this drive is the same Gornish, except that it wasn't buckled yet. You have to wait till Mashiach comes, and then the Gornish will shut the Yetzirah completely, and we'll be finished with him too. Then people are going to turn around, and they're going to show the movies the way we live. They're going to say these people running after Kovitz, and Taiva, and Kina. It's not driven for it, Same way we don't understand now that some drives, but there's no drive to run. Run after, we don't understand it. But here's the important part is to know that we don't understand it. Shrichas Domim, we said last time that the Sisas Ayyetz over here rings to the primary form of actually murder, worst forms of Shrichas Domim, and that comes from Kass. We've discussed Kass in the past, and obviously, there's nobody here again. But there are the other two also. One is, and this is a big one, it's actually in a way a source of kas, that is, a person who sees himself too much as the center of the universe. So, how is it that he's secondary to somebody else? Could you imagine that the sun woke up one day and found all that it's secondary to the moon? Found that the animal world will come secondary to the rock. Yeah, that's not the way it is. It's contrary to it. And it gets you to it. And it's in your very essence. And then it's either me or you. That statement, that it's like that, that's the very, very, very understanding of. When a person sees himself as the center of the world, then he's very old to Kina. Because, what do you mean? I'm the center of the world. How can you have more than what I think I should have? I'm the one who's either brilliant or rich, powerful, whatever area a person feels is guided in. And it's me. All, you know me? Me. What's this guy doing with more than me? Kina is one of the big sources of Ritzicha and Abrazayah de Ritzicha. Kass itself is Abrazayah de Ritzicha, but Abrazayah, all the things that go along with it, to tag along this, not the mamish, kill somebody. There's a third form, which we have to be very careful with. It's a lot of the Ritzichas. The little ritzichas that we do come, and a lot of big ritzichas also come this way. And the bottom line of it is Megiyah Lo. You know why I killed him? You know why I ruined his business? You know why I defamed him all over town? Megiyah Lo. He had it coming. Do you know what he did? He had it coming. I'm right. He had it coming. This is very, very dangerous. Because that's good, that you are right. But if you made one little mistake, you're right. So Leinish gives a classical example. A person opens up a business next to a place where there's already people in that community have that business. And he ruins their business. So they went around slandering and explaining to people what he was doing to them, how they ruined his business, and the terrible person he is, so immoral this fellow. And trying to convince people that they shouldn't let their kids play with his kids. If you're not a store, And that was one story. And then on the next block, there was a guy who opened up another cheder. Same story, it was already a cheder, it was already a school. And a guy came in, and he still opened up another school. And the same story, first school starts out. They both did the seemingly the exact same thing. There's only one problem. You look, there's a little sifra for Chacham that says that in all other businesses, or in most other businesses, you can't go and open up a business. We're going to run somebody else's business, but they're already in business. But in Malamdi Tarniki, that Makina Seif and Tarva Chokhmah is an overriding consideration. And anybody who wants to open it up, competition, the one who best will win. And even if somebody's going to lose their Panosa, he has the right to do it, nobody's going to stop it. So they both could do the same thing, but you have to know who is really right, and then only you have to get the. You have to be heavy misunderstanding the din.
Whoa.
Sometimes it looks immoral, but really he's right. This is very, I had it many times in the cases that you have in the Niskei Shechemi. When the guy who seems to be on the surface, the louse, he's pathetic, he has the right to do it. You know, everybody in the building wants a certain thing, and there's one guy who's, no, it's going to bother me. And it's going to keep me up, being back to me, honestly. So it's going to bother me. He doesn't want it. Right? Get in the way, and everybody says, stupid tiny, nobody understands it. Everybody's angry at it. They're all wrong. They're all being angry at it. You have to go check it out. But very dark cases where he has a right. Everybody is entitled to the Mashiach. It's one of the rights. Everybody's rights. Everybody has the Mashiach. Right? And one of the rights, you're asking him to give away some territory of the public property or some income, then he has a right for it. So maybe if it wouldn't bother him, it would be very nice of him. But you ask him a favor. If he doesn't want to do you a favor because Mishigas to him, you don't have any time to say. The person goes to the Rebbe, not to the court, asks for a bottle of milk. Yeah, gave him yesterday 2 eggs, 3 onions, and it goes on all day. You said, I'll know, he said no. That's it, no, flat, no. No explanations, no nothing. And then you have, and, you know, hold this. And we assume we did, take it over. Did you ever do this to you before? Did you ever do this to you? Last week when you asked him about it, he heard about it. And 4 weeks ago when he said no, he said, I'm sorry, I would really like you to know. But I don't have enough. I have this coming. What's it? No. So the Dalai Chassus said, well, you said it must be. And you open up, you look inside his apartment, and you see that his in-laws are sitting on his head. Okay? Or whatever, something is going on over there. And he was in such a tumult, and he was just afraid that you would overhear things that you would prefer you didn't overhear. He just said, no, goodbye, and then close the door. Nothing happened. And Mr. Limitin, the idea of Caesar's is another of the sources for Mishnah Gibbon. Gibbon is Soichai Kibbon Shem HaTzadik. He's the last Yochid in the series here. That is a one-man job, Shem HaTzadik. From here on in, there will be groups of two. We'll see this soon. He was the last one person in Gorla Dor who had everything that needed to be said wrapped up. So again, this is a klal. We're expecting something here of klal, and it relates to what we learned until now, and that will be, in fact, the hagdama for the rest of the prayer. So let's see what he has to say. Who are your imam? Al tiyu kavodim hamasharv shen sarav, avanas lakavo pras. Elo hovu kravodim amasham shen sarav amanas shaloi lakavlo pras. There are two gerses here that we're showing to discuss. Whether it's, what does he say here? That you shouldn't be like a vodim, that amasham shen sarav, for the purpose of getting reward. But you should be like a vodim, amasham shen sarav. Now there are two gerses. So we have it in Mishnah, that's the beginning of Maskana. Amanas shaloi lakavlo pras. In order not to get a reward, in other gerses is shaloy amanas lakavlo pras.
What?
We
have the second.
Right. Depends which. What? Something like that. There are two gerses. Mm-hmm. We'll discuss it. The yom yoyer shemayim aleichem, and the fear of the Rabbanu Shalom should be on you. Fear of heaven, in particular. All right. What do we have here? So as an introduction, just so we see that this is a little dangerous waters that we're walking on here. And this was the beginning of one of the very serious breakdowns out there. One of the worst things that ever happened to Klai Yisrael before Christianity were the people called the Tzaddukim. Nowadays, you have to read the history books to hear about them. They're not very popular nowadays. I've heard in the old city, but basically, Hitler and Ashkenaz get away with the last remnants of them. We have to know at the time of their strength, they were very probably a rebel of Christ. This group, the Tzaddukim and the Baitusim, were the original Reform Jews. They were the source of the people who are Jews, believe in Torah, but they're going to write the Torah according to their design. Right? In other words, the basic line of it is Torah Shavuksav and Har Sinai and everything, that's all true. But what does the Torah mean? So Torah Shavuksav is not Machayev then, and you accept what you like, and you start what you don't like, you write a new one when it's convenient, and the future, it becomes hollowed out of any essence of Yiddishkeit. That's a quick Kula. These are the original Apikursim. And you know where they came from? This came from this mission. So we'll see, obviously, an awesome describes the story here. So they came out with the teaching, he said, Talmidim. He had two Talmidim, and they would say over his words and teach it to Talmidim. They were from the advanced Talmidim, that would teach the Shurim to the beginners, to the lower levels, the Talmidim and the Talmidim. They were metayek in the words of Antikin Sitzaykhai, and they asked, why do they say such a thing? But you shouldn't go after the star. Ever see a worker who works the whole day and doesn't get a paycheck at the end? Elo ilo hayoyden avaseinu sheyesh hayoyden ma'achar aviyesh tiyas amesim hayoyden kach. If they knew the truth, that there was hayoyden ma'bo, and there was tiyas amesim, they wouldn't try to sell us this kind of stuff. It must be Omdu poshu minatoyu v'nifshut mehem shtei protzvich stoikim batus and stoikim mashen tzodok batus mashen batus. Must be less than the last dying, there's no scar, and therefore they try to convince you. Don't worry about scar. The Yod Hashem without scar. And this was the source of these two tragic break-offs from the center of life. I mean, the large portion of life went down a very, very dark path. It all started from this mission. There's a very dangerous and dark aspect of this Mishnah. The Mishnah, especially according to the Girsa, this is the Arab Shukarai, that the Mishnah is Avanash Haloyla Tawa for us. He said we shouldn't be interested in Sfar. We shouldn't be interested in Sfar. So, what does it talk about Sfar? If there is Sfar, why should I be interested? What are you telling me such things for? Says it must be they knew the truth, like he says here at the end. They know the truth. They know that their Messiah themselves, Ba'ilam Hazeh, running from his evil, he's out to torture us. And we're supposed to suffer in this world, and you know what we get in the next world? Back in. This is what they say. What? Doesn't make any sense. Glad to hear that. I'd be very upset.
No, I mean, what was the reason?
Their conclusion is. If Antigonus Yisroelko is teaching that you shouldn't be interested in Spar, it must be he knew that there is no scar to be interested in, and therefore he was trying to sidetrack us from the issue. And they said, there can't be, if there's no scar, we don't need it. There's nothing to look forward to, Chaperain, this one. So why didn't they stam right? Or what do they have to start up the third for? Also, I should say, well, they knew enough Torah to know that that's not a good way to enjoy life. Eyeing the tapers. It doesn't work very good. They have to, like we said before, religion is one of the requirements of man for his own benefit. So they made their own one. Take and choose what they like, you take what you don't like, you don't like. According to convenience, according to reason. And we're religious, and we belong, and we identify, and it's wonderful. Except that whenever it presses on me, a little thing changes the roles.
And that's how they're going to do it?
No.
So they handed everybody.
They came, and they said, why did the Rabbi Sina told us not to go after prayer?
Right.
There is no prayer.
What you said before was that if, Shalom HaMidei Le'ikam Le'ikam Le'ikam. It doesn't necessarily mean that there's no press. It means...
Well, I said that you especially hear it on the other gears and more. I'm not sure loyal to the press. In order not to get a reward. So I'm not sure loyal to the press. You should work, but I'm not sure loyal to the press. I'm not sure loyal to the press.
So their first response was that the university worker that works and doesn't get paid. Which means that there is a schar. The need of the schar.
No.
They wouldn't have answered that way.
No, it said that if there was schar, right?
Then we would be right to work for it.
Working is schar. That's the normal thing. Right. So what do you tell me to work and not get schar?
So then they turned it around and said,
it must be that this is some fine fluke and idea to cover up what these Purushim can hear and know, that there isn't any schar. You don't follow it, so it's good. Don't try. If you understand them too well, it's not good. This is it. The biggest and the biggest Talmidim of this Tana, and a good Chel of the Kriyasal ended up going after it. Unbelievable, huh? I can't believe it. I explained it before. That's the connection between the second Mishnah and the third Mishnah. How did that happen? It's ridiculous. Was it from Caesar's? On the surface of all, they made a cheshbon. They made a little mistake.
He's a great Talmid.
What?
He's a great Talmid. They know what they're saying is not true.
What?
They know what they're saying is not true.
Yeah. And even go ask the Rebbe. Okay. Come back. He's the one. Go ahead, knock on the door. And say, Rebbe, is this what you really need? And then he would straighten them out. Very quickly. Probably would have thrown them off of their role of being top Talmidim. That's one of the reasons they didn't go out. Now, this proves it. You know, this is after courses built on Torah. Right? The Rebbe said, Rebbe, and he said it. The Rebbe said that Amanash Aloy Lakawa Pras. You see, he doesn't believe in Scott. But he has some fine-looking idea that you can be mitzayin and ask from boylem azeh uboylem boyin lahem klum. But anything. That's good for you. It's not going to make a new religion, that's for people like me. But the basis, the emes, the Rebbe said, we believe that. The Rebbe said, I didn't think that maybe he didn't think that it can't be. There goes the whole Torah. That's for sure true. He said he knew there's nothing there. They have some funny idea,
huh?
That's why this Mishnah is like, this Mishnah seems to go, and that's where they went off. This Mishnah seems to be saying, you know that whole business they told you about? It's kind of Inish since kindergarten. That's the story they tell you to try to keep you in line. It's like Shalom Yishmo. It's really, you have to do the Torah because of Torah. But tell a kid you have to learn Yishmo, you're not going to get too far. You're a big kid. So like the Rambam says in the beginning, you give him candies, and later you offer him treats, and afterwards you give him presents, and later you give him money. Afterwards you give him covet. And when he's 35, 45, 55, whatever it is, maybe he'll be married. The God will supply the son, that's money, and then I'll do the worm, Emmis, I'm not sure what. But that's when you gave him the candy. Is that the real stuff? It's not the real stuff. So he thought that this is, you know, he told him that finally he lit the secret out of the back here. The Rebbe told him that the real truth is he has to be oivet shaloi amenah shaloi lakawa. Forget about scar, take scar voidin shah out of the picture. That was only motivation that we tell people that are not up to living according to the real truth of Yiddishkeit and the real middle solid hard truth is that you have to Messiah ask him to go to Mazet, and go to the Ilhakku. Sukkim said, alright, that's the truth. That's no doubt about it. Not for me. Messiah ask him to go to Mazet, the Eli Belayim and Bokulu. If I'm not going anywhere anyway, then Oichel Vish Soya Yoyi Kimot of Homos. Oyu Mishtam Shibu Chichesu Chayzov Chayimeyim Shoyse Taitan Kikasa Oleyim. That's what it says.
Does the
Eved
look forward to reward?
Does the Eved look forward to reward? Right. So that's one idea. That's one way of understanding how they understood what goodness said. He was telling us, you know what we are? We're slaves. What's an Eved that is not Makabal for us? Right? We know that. We've been through that. Right? Before we were Avdei Pari, now we're Avdei Hashem. In other words, you take the idea of Avdus directly translated from Avdus Paro, and just take Paro off the king and put the Bani Shalom there. But the Avdus is also the same. It's all for the king and not for me. Hang on a minute. Can you hear the Bani Shalom has something out of this? Business of us being Mitzahar Atzman, Boil Mazer, Enlal, Achaz, and Klub. Another evil king. He's more pleased, he's stronger. Tarek HaZokhe. He threw power off, and he took over. We were a band of Avodim. This is classic anti-Semitism. We were a band of Avodim by Paro, and first we bow down to Paro, and now we bow down to the stronger thing, the religion. Bunch. We're servants, just go after things, not looking for our own benefit, not caring about ourselves, not thinking, not understanding, just blindly worshipping. Nobody ever told you this? Never got this speech? What about Tachlis? No. Never heard that speech about what's going to do with Tachlis? What are you going to accomplish in the world? And what about your money and grandchildren? And, go out there and succeed. And all these different speeches. So fun. You spend the whole day. Give the Bani Shalom. You want, you know what? Besides Shabbos, you give him Sunday and Thursday afternoon. If you want, you go to Shir Tzitzis next. A little Tachlis, you know. A little Tachlis. You ever heard that one? When you work for the Bani Shalom, that's company time, that's servant. And so we do it like Hachat Pesach Hashdeyasiv. In other words, we hold like that. It's begin. But we, you know, when we work for the Bani Shalom, then we're Purushim, according to the Tzeduk. Right? That's after Shabbos. We're working for the Bani Shalom, nothing in it for me. We're working for the Bani Shalom, no sky, no nothing. It's not like that. When I give Stalker, rips out of my hand. I'm missing his call. Lost the money. I used to have it, and I don't have it. Right? The time that I spend learning, and I thought it's off. Wasted money. Gone. No benefit for me. Right. But you know, you have to give part of it to the Bani Shalom. Sacrifice. Sacrifice. You have to sacrifice. You have to sacrifice. So, you know, some people sacrifice by making altars, by the moiluch, they would take their children and pull to the fire. And, you know, Baruch Hashem, all we have to do is daven a little bit, learn a little bit, some problems with kashrus, and, you know, a couple laws here and there. But we're here too. We're Avdei Hashem with that. We'll keep him happy. We'll be happy. Right? We won't start off with it. The rest of the time, Tachlis. What about for me? What's in it for me? Where's mine? That's the impression that they got over here, and there is something that needs to be explained. Is that he's trying to say that you have to work not for your society, it's not for you. not for me, then why do it? Why do something instead?
So what you're saying is that, in my understanding, is that they didn't understand what the term "upus" meant. They didn't understand and they didn't because they interpret it as the role of a worker of a socher who wants to get a star. And that is the normal thing. If you work, you're supposed to.
Okay.
And even the Torah tells you, you shouldn't even withhold the
payment.
The day's work,
when you
right?
do a job for a boss, listen to it. What? That's why I
quit. What? It's not good. I'm saying, and I can see through the Torah also. They said, well, why should I wait from working now? It tells you, get paid at the end of the job. So the first misinterpretation on their part was they need a practice. Second interpretation, which I haven't seen, is at the end of the cross. Because in Evid, what do you throw? You throw the rest of the fish after you finish with it, but the ultimate goal of an Evid should be Shechur, should be...
That's again, only if you understand Avodim as Avodim Yilin Lepara. That's what they did. That's what they did. They did Shechur. From Meshachar themselves, from Avodat Hashem, and they made now Avodat Hashem.
No, because I'm saying, and there was, even if you would, it seems that I'm thinking this being very specific here. Even if you would work for the press, and you get the press, that doesn't take away the kaddish from the end. The only thing that would, and that's why I said I didn't understand it. So they opted out entirely.
They opted out not entirely. Well, they did even worse than that.
They took what they wanted.
They subjugated the Torah. That's what's worse.
Because even if an Eved becomes...
Why be reformed? You want to keep Torah? So be happy Torah. What are you taking and saying, no, this was Torah? That's what?
Because I want to perform you too.
If they would have just become Chiloniim, especially in those days, there was no reforming. It wasn't popular Chiloniim, just stop Kacha, right? There would be nobody's. And if they were leaders of mass sections of clients, made a new movement. No, there's the Orthodox, and then there's the conservative. You know? So you're entitled, you know, you're entitled to your opinion, you're entitled to mine. So you should be nice. I respect you. Respect me. Respect me. These Orthodox people, these black people, you know. Only them. Right. Listen, there are three prongs to Judaism. Right. And, you know, everybody has free choice to choose whichever one they want. They're all valid. And you have yours and have your opinion for respect on peace. My friends, these aren't opinions. What opinions here? What opinions? Very short. So this is where you can end up. This week can end up, if you want, you know, playing this mission.
How did they motivate to such terrible misinterpretation?
Okay, no question that we're not coming to judge them or understand their workings, because these people are much, much greater than our conception. And there's nothing that we can say that will explain, right, exactly what happened. But one thing we could learn, that this is a classical example what we explained before, or this movement, or that movement, or Zionism, or Reformism, or any of the isms, only Zionism. What's the? Then I get from it to now. Zionism. Chaim said it already. Chaim said Zionism's main purpose was to be occupied. Was to be Eikatayim and Hashayich. And so was the secondary thing. They would have suffered for Uganda if it would have worked out. But then Uganda. Is that what got rid of the Torah? Fine, too. And it's true now, too. That's why many of them are American.
Which, by the way, was the country that brought up the UN that racism was came from Uganda.
Is that right? Is that right?
The end of the...
What's the reason why you come to all these ideas? Where do we get, where do all these ideas come from? Torah tells you, yeah, what you gotta do, what you can't do, and the person doesn't want to, so it's hard. Please. But just stop. Throw it off. Can't. That's deep down desire. For your goal. To allow a person to go after. You could call a goy on yourself. At the first Jewish guy. Right? Succeeded in that. Yeah, we can be like all the good. We can be like all the good ones. Be special and different. Everybody hates us. Be like everybody else. But Stan, say, you know what? Herzl tried that in his writings. The goal is to just everybody just become Christian to begin. He realized it wasn't going to go over so good. So he came up with a new idea. So we'll make up things in all Zionism. And we'll. I mean, she and Christ, so the relationship there, so is something you can really speak to people. Right? And you are off the masses, and everybody gets so involved in the idea of playing back there, so. So, that's it. Exactly. Right. Who fell in with these? These things are in different forms, the same thing. One who, in his deep roots, wants to be Ovid Hashem. Won't fall for this stuff. It'll be difficult, it'll be hard, it's not going to fall for it. But this is Yiddishkeit, it's not Yiddishkeit, it's anti-Yiddishkeit. There's so many Yiddishkeit. So it's not right. Why? I don't understand why it's not right. They seem to be right, they make a lot of sense, they talk beautiful, and it's so something I believe in also, and I'm very confused. But anyway, can't do it. How do you mission through things? I'm confused. I don't know. I don't have the answers. Right? But can't be. But the person who saw that, you know, first I can, you know, not have to sit and learn yeshiva all day, and then maybe I can become a Mizrahi, and then maybe I can throw off the whole thing. They'll fall for it. They'll fall for it.
Is that his advice to them afterwards,
or there are more questions that explain that to the first point, he added this point, you know, after he saw what happened, so he says, but I explained your idea, but whoa, hold it there, before everything else, then either you'll understand what I say, or you'll come back and say I didn't understand. But that can be pretty cool. So I'm fortunate to explain it. That's why you're going to take it for it's an approach, but it's a valid, it's one of the approaches. That the reason why he put it, has this main part of the mission that's talking about proper avos, not proper avos, then all of a sudden a different concept comes in at the end. The emotion mind, where did that come from? So some of them unfortunately explain what he says. But the Jewish mind, that was his reaction. After he saw what happened, so the Torah remains Torah. He still teaches, goes down for all the divers. Even he saw what came out of it. Even when he saw what came out of it, even he said it came out. Even when he saw what came out of it, he the Torah is still Torah. Ki yishorim zach Hashem, tzadikim yelchu boy, showing you caution. The Dach Hashem or Yeshon. That's the tent. The same Dach Hashem, that's Yoshon. Tzadikim, the people that are driven, that want to do what's right, they'll find the right place. They'll figure out how to go in it. Either there are obstacles, there's difficulties. They'll overcome. They'll go on this straight path, even if it seems difficult. Yeshon Yukoshlubot. They'll trip over the path itself. Because of the Rishonim, we don't throw off the Torah. The Torah remains. It's part of the Mishnah. But he put on, they had a last, you know, footnote. He learned this Mishnah. Yeah, Shemayim Aleichem. I'm unfortunate to explain it that way. We were going to take another approach with Mishnah. Yeah.
So he published before.
Huh? Want me to break this?
Is it within signals? Is it within the 50 years, 100 years?
No. That's 100, probably 300 years. I mean, Christianity, too, it was a process. In a way, the Seleucid were the forerunners of Christianity, only in a way is because they broke down, right, the black control of rabbinical authority. After you break down the black control of rabbinical authority, then you can sell the masses thinking.
They were the royalty, they were the people.
Right. I mean, the royalty got involved in it for the very reason that the royalty especially, see, royalty especially has a problem with Torah. Because the Melech Yisrael, what? So the Melech Yisrael in particular, there's only one Melech, so Man Malchei Rabbonim. Every time he wants to make a move, he has to ask the Chachamim. Is it allowed? Is it not allowed? Is it good? Is it bad? Right? So it's not so you don't feel so, so royal that you have to have a rabbi in one pocket every time. You have Melech. Don't feel that. So they were very susceptible. The royalty was very susceptible to this type of thing. And Elchanami, the royalty, was one of the reasons. The problem was the royalty there. One of the reasons they made to make such inroads into Klai Yisrael, because once the royalty, once the leaders go, bad news. So, just to, we didn't explain. Let's make it clear. We didn't explain what is this mission telling us. We didn't explain that. We only explained the danger point in it, and you really know how to do such things. We're out of time, okay? Just please, we're in the middle. So we continue. So we're only explaining what's not the pshat. We're only explaining the difficulty here in the concept. Schar Ha'Yish is so basic to our understanding of Yiddishkeit, and this Mishnah does seem, that's true, it does seem to say disregard it.